Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey there. Welcome back to episode 134 of the Birth Worker Podcast. And I have to tell you, I am so excited to record this episode. I would actually even go as far to say that I have not been this excited to record an episode in a very, very, very long time. Today's episode is called Starting Over from Scratch, What I Would Do to Find Doula Clients and Grow a Business. And the reason that I'm so fired up about this is that I did a coaching call with one of my friends slash students slash a coach who actually works inside of my program. And I did a call with her today to kind of map out her business. She has a new business idea and she is starting from scratch with this new business idea, and it's in the birth world. So it just fired me up and I decided to make a podcast episode on the exact same topic, which is what would I do if I wanted to start over from scratch today, essentially. Now, you guys have to know that it depends on your goals, right? I cannot even go into anything without you guys first understanding my goals and what the purpose is and like where I would try to get to. And if your goals look different than mine, then this process is probably going to look a little bit different for you, right? If you live on an island in the middle of Alaska, I guess it's not the middle of Alaska. If you live on an island on the edge of Alaska, you're probably going to do it differently, right? If you only want to work online and travel the world, you're probably going to do it differently. But let's just say your goal is to support birth in person or find clients in person, right? So birth or postpartum packages. Maybe find 1, 2, 3 clients per month, but then also build up a childbirth education and coaching business. That's what I did. That's what my magic is in, is helping people do that exact same thing. So if you're someone who wants to support women in person, but also realizes that the sustainability is in the online business portion, so you want to grow that too, here is exactly what I would do. And let's start from square one and let's go in order, because the order is so important. And I know the order is what holds a lot of people up. A lot of people see the end goal and they see all these million things that need to happen. And the big issue is in actually staying focused and actually realizing or knowing what step to do first. And this is one of the reasons that I love that we set up our programs in the way that we did, because it's literally a step-by-step, which is kind of what we're going to go over first. Now, one of the first things that I would do is that I would get confident in supporting clients in person. And the reason that I would get confident in supporting people in person first is because when I find those first clients, I don't want to feel incapable of being a doula. So I would go get an education, get my certification, get some training, and read a bunch of books and do the things that I need to do to get myself ready to support people through the amazingness, the portal that is birth and becoming a mom. Now, after I essentially set up that confidence and realize that I'm capable of supporting births, what I would do is I would start mapping out a very simple doula package. This could be one package. It could be birth support and a couple of days postpartum. But what I really would do is just put together that first package and start getting it out there so I can start growing my business in person. I see all of the time newer doulas getting stuck in this phase or this stage where they try and go piece together their entire business before they ever launch it. And so it takes way longer to launch their business than it should. And that is absolutely not what I want from you. I don't want you spending 6 months perfecting 3 different birth packages and 3 different postpartum packages and mother circles and all of these things. That's not what I want from you. I want you putting together almost like one base package and just having that be your go-to. Yes, you can customize it from there, whatever. I don't even care if you customize it. Just create this one thing, throw a price on it, and and move on to the next part. And the reason that I want you to move on from that is because you have to actually get your name out there. Because if you spend 6 months creating these packages and not any of your energy building relationships or growing a following online, no one is going to hire you, right? No one will even know that you exist. So put together the one package. This is what I would do, right? I would put together the one package. For me, it would look like a birth package just because I'm a birth doula through and through. My love is pregnancy and mindset and pain coping and autonomy and really birth. So that's what I would do. I'd put together a basic birth package with a handful of prenatals, birth support, maybe one postpartum visit. And I wouldn't try and make it anything special right out of the gate because I know I'm new. I know things are going to shift. The more births I attend, I know that I'm going to change my packages and learn more about myself and learn more about what I love. And so I don't want to like spend forever perfecting it knowing that it's just going to change anyway. I'm just going to get that one package and start putting it out there. Then I would do two things. Okay, I would start networking with other birth workers in person. This is what the last episode of the podcast was on, is the importance essentially of networking with other birth workers in your area. It's a great way to gain those first clients. And then what I would also do is I would start building my online presence. Now, I will say that we're kind of skipping some of the nitty-gritty because I cannot give you a full list because there are a lot of things. But you know, LLC, if you're in the States, brand colors, brand name, buy your domain. Like there's a lot of these business things that you have to do. And I do teach those things in my course, I will say. But for the sake of this podcast, I want to zoom out and do a little bit of big picture. So once I have that package, once I am starting to meet other doulas in my area, once I'm starting to grow a social media following, the next thing that I would do is I would start figuring out what is my avenue to make money online as well. And the reason that I would start doing that right away is because, to be honest, building your online business, the virtual offers, the passive offers, that's not something that you need to wait until you have a super successful in-person business to create. It's not just the cherry on top of a successful in-person business. And actually, if you spend your time building up your virtual offers and your passive offers and selling, learning how to sell and market these online offers, your in-person business will actually grow as a byproduct of that. And it's something that I see all of the time. All of the time. And so this is not like it works for some people type of thing. No, if you get good at marketing, if you grow your online business, your in-person business will grow too, period. Like, period. It's just a part of marketing and sales and business and SEO and all of that stuff. So essentially, I've done the groundwork for my in-person package, starting to network in person. Now I am shifting and I'm planning my online business. And for me, what I would do if I was starting over is I would focus on creating one childbirth education course. I would have it be a mid-priced course, so somewhere between $200 and $400 most likely. And I would just create that one thing. I would not go create a bunch of different things. I would not go create 15 freebies and then 15 ebooks and then 15 workshops. No, if I'm starting over from day one, I am going to focus on the things that are going to bring me income because then I can breathe. And once that income is coming in, then I can breathe and then go focus on building out some of those ebooks or workshops or whatever else I want to do. So the first thing for me is creating that more mid, we call it like a mid-ticket or mid-priced offer between $200 and $500. And what I see a lot and where people go wrong is that when they're starting to create a course, they lock themselves in their office and they only focus on the course until it's done. So they spend 6 months or a year focusing on the course. And by the time their course is done, they realize that they've actually neglected the other whole portion of their business. And that's not what I want. On the flip side of that, sometimes I see that there are doulas out there only focusing on growing their social media and they find success. But once they find success, they realize, wait a second, I actually don't have anything to sell to these people. I don't have a course. I don't have a website. I don't have packages. Why did I even build this audience? And I don't want either of those things, okay? So I want you to kind of be doing two things at once. One, I want you to be building out this course that you want to create. And again, this is me talking to myself, right? So what I would do is I would build out this course. I would make it a very niche course. And at the same time, I would be focusing very heavy on growing my social media audience. I would pick either TikTok or Instagram, and I would go really hard on that one platform. I would not try and do everything. For me, if I was starting from scratch again, it's hard to say. I'd probably do Instagram because that's what I know. But to be honest, TikTok is a great option as well. So let's jump back to the course. What kind of course would I create? Something that's very specific and very niched. So it might be a mindset prep for home birth course, or I mean, that's something that I would do, right? It might be a course on building up your autonomy in pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Something really specific. I would never do a generic pregnancy, birth, and postpartum course if I'm starting from scratch. And the reason is that if you try to be everything to everyone, you'll actually never get hired and you'll be nothing to no one. So don't try and serve everyone, because if you're trying to serve everyone, it's actually funny. You won't serve anyone, because what happens is the people who are having a home birth, they go take the home birth course. The people who are having a unmedicated hospital birth, they go take the unmedicated hospital birth course. The people who are having high risk birth, they go take the high risk birth course. They're not taking the birth course that caters to everyone and everything, every situation. So let's just say we're, you know, a month into this restarting my business. Again, I already kind of put together that in-person package. I'm already doing the in-person networking. Now what I'm doing is I'm spending half of my time creating this course that I've decided to create and half of my time growing my social media following. Now, once the course itself is created, so once I've created the modules and the lessons, once I've bullet pointed them out and then recorded them and started to edit them and created any like PDF resources that are included, then I would pause, because so much more needs to happen for this course to actually be successful, right? We need marketing funnels. We need a website, right? We need things like sales pages. So once that course is actually created, now what I would do is I would go in and I would completely build out the website. And the reason that I would wait to build the website, like the reason I wouldn't build the website first thing on the first day, is because I wouldn't want to get stuck in the creation of a website. It kind of goes back to that idea where I wouldn't want to spend 3 months creating a website and then at the end be like, yay, I have this website, I'm paying for this website, but I have no social media following, I've done no networking, I have no way to make money online, no course, no virtual offers, nothing, but I have this website. That website's not helpful unless you have all of those other things. So what I'm doing a little bit is I'm bouncing from one thing to the next. So in-person networking, and then I'd do the creation of my course, I'd build my Instagram following, and then I would come back to build a website. Now, on the website I build, I am going to almost make it like a bare minimum thing. I don't want you to spend weeks and weeks and weeks on this. I would not spend weeks and weeks on this. I'd probably give myself 7 days and be done with it. And on that website, I would have a homepage, an about me page, a page where people could work with me. So that's, you know, a page that has information on my doula support, the course that's upcoming, any virtual coaching that I have, I would put on that one page. I would then also create a freebie and a sales page that would go on that website. Now, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself because, like, we haven't talked about freebies yet. So once the core website is done, so the About Me page, Work With Me page, the home page, I would actually go then set up my freebie. Now, a freebie is like a free either resource, video, workshop, checklist, quiz, something online that people sign up for free, but it's very strategic. It brings in the right community. It grows your audience. It grows your email list, with the hope that then those people go on and become a student or a client of yours. So I would choose a freebie that's very specific to the same niche that my course is on, and then I would spend time setting up that freebie. What I mean when I say set up the freebie is I would set up the opt-in page in the email software. I would attach that to my website. I would create a registration page, an opt-in page on my website. And then I would start to write the copy, or I would write the emails. Copies, like the words, right? I would start to write the copy for the email sequence, the welcome sequence that comes after that freebie. Now, if this is starting to get a little bit much, please know that if you jump into our courses, we teach this. So we teach this whole thing in the Doulapreneur Method. There's payments as low as $169 on our website, the Doulapreneur Method. It teaches you step by step through all of this. So if you're very, very confused, please know that you do not have to do this on your own. But once I create the copy for that welcome sequence, I would set up all of the automations in that email software. I would use MailerLite, and then boom, my freebie is ready to go. Now, at this point, I would swing back and finish out the marketing portion of the course. So remember, at this point, I've already created a course, right? I've recorded the videos, I've made the PDFs, but that's not all you need to do. So at this point, I would come back and I would do things like create the sales page, create the checkout page, set up the course portal, set up any automations that I need to set up so I can keep track of my sales and my students. I would write the emails, what we call delivery emails. So when you buy something from someone, typically you get at least one email that says like, hey, you just purchased XYZ, welcome. We have to set up those emails. So I would just make sure that all of those automations are set up for the course itself. Now, at this point, I have my in-person package. I'm doing my networking in person. I have started my course. So I've actually, at this point, I've finished recording my course. I've edited it. I've created the PDFs. I'm focusing every day on growing my Instagram audience. I've built my website. I've built my freebie. And I've created all of the assets for my course. So the sales page, the checkout page. And now at this point, you are ready to just launch all of this. So I would start promoting the course. I would promote the freebie on social media. And at that point too, that's when I would really start doing long form content. Now, if I'm really doing this and I'm starting my business from scratch and it's kind of like a race to get to a place where I'm getting clients and I'm selling courses and I'm making money, I would do all of that stuff as fast as I can to get it out there. And now really my only job would be to bring more people into my world and to build my audience. So I would do that through Instagram, continuing to be consistent on Instagram. I would do one post per day. I would be in my stories every day, but I would also start creating long form content. So either blogs or podcasts. For me, it would be podcasting because I love podcasting. It is so much fun. You could even turn your podcast into a blog and get like a double whammy. But how cool is it that you could spend some time, maybe like 1 to 3 months, putting in that groundwork, you know, your package, your start filming your course, your websites, your freebie, get your sales page up and going, and then shift to where basically your full-time job when you're not supporting clients is growing your community, right? Creating your content on social media and creating your long-form content. That is like chef's kiss. That is the dream. That is exactly how I would do it. Now, I do have to say that it is so much easier if you have a framework to follow. So again, like I said before, please do not feel like you have to do this alone. I never want you to feel like you have to do this alone. So if you're looking for a framework to follow, if you're looking for the roadmap, please consider jumping into one of our programs. I even have a free masterclass going on right now. You can go to the show notes to get the link or just go to birthworker.com/masterclass. Inside that masterclass, there is a special bundle where you can get where you can get access to multiple programs of ours and save a ton of money. So go ahead and watch that training. It is a free masterclass on my website. You will find it there. Again, it'll be in the show notes too. But if you are like, I don't need any free trainings, I'm going all in, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, you can either DM me on Instagram and we can find the perfect program for you, or just go to the website and check out the Doulapreneur Method, which is my signature and best-selling business course for birth workers. All right, everyone, so many big changes happening behind the scenes here. We got some amazing things coming up and I cannot wait to share them with you. I will see you back here next week where we're going to talk about running a virtual event to grow your doula business. And I cannot wait. I'll see you back here next week.